This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to suspend international and national flights till May 15. Government to take decision on the national lockdown after further evaluation. 12 people among the 49 infected by the coronavirus return home after negative results. And China says it will prepare vaccine accessible to all by the start of next year. Now the news in detail. The government has conducted coronavirus test on total of 49,336 people so far. The Ministry of Health and Population at a regular press briefing today informed the test was conducted on 9,666 people through PCR method and 39,670 people through rapid diagnostic test, RDT method. The ministry said among the 49 people tested positive for coronavirus, 12 had already returned home after consecutive negative results. Likewise, the government has warned a possible risk of malaria disease in summer. The ministry has urged one and all to stay safe from malaria. The ministry stated children and pregnant women needs to be highly protected from malaria disease. The ministry also urged everyone to pay attention in cleanliness and hygiene to stay safe from malaria. Likewise, the ministry informed of services being provided to the pregnant women at the Poropokar Maternity and Women's Hospital. The World Health Organization WHO has removed Nepal from the list of high-risk zone, to put it in the risk zone. The WHO latest assessment is based on efforts Nepal took in the prevention and containment of the deadly virus. Joint spokesperson for the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said Nepal was earlier assessed as the highly vulnerable country in view of the COVID-19 due to the emergence of virus in its northern neighbor and open border with southern neighbor. It was removed from this list being based on measures it applied in prevention, control and treatment of the virus. The High-Level Coordination Committee on Control and Prevention of Coronavirus has decided to close air service till May 15. The meeting of the High-Level Coordination Committee held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today took this decision. The committee secretary Narayan Prasad Bidari said the meeting was chaired by the committee coordinator and Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel. He said both domestic and international flights would not be operated till May 15 in order to contain the COVID-19. The meeting also reviewed the activities conducted so far to contain the virus and concluded that the lockdown was in right track. The committee reached the conclusion that a decision in regard with lockdown should be taken only after analysing the state of infection rate in the neighbouring countries and the international situation. The National Concern and Coordination Committee of the National Assembly has suggested the government extend the nationwide lockdown in view of COVID-19 infection. Committee's chair, Dil Kumari Rawal, said the committee drew the attention of the government to take decisions in loosening and tightening lockdown after categorizing infection areas into green zone, red zone and yellow zone in view of country's geography and gravity of infection. The committee has also extended thanks to those stakeholders and people for preventing infection by obeying lockdown and following other preventive measures. It asked concerned authorities to continue tests for the virus and supply of daily essentials and manage health institutions including district hospital and corona hospital. The committee has drawn the attention of the government to coordinate with the federal, state and local level regarding prevention and control of the infection, bring policies and budget to manage agriculture sector, manage health and prioritize national projects. It also suggested the central and state governments to release funds to local levels to distribute as relief to workers and the poor affected by lockdown and for local levels to distribute relief materials in one-door policy set up by the government. The committee suggested concerned authorities to pay special attention to people with disabilities, children, senior citizens, people with chronic diseases and pregnant women, and manage seeds and fertilizers for farmers at this time of crisis. The committee has also directed special tests of drivers of trucks and lorries carrying goods to Nepal from India and Nepalis returning home from foreign countries. The Islamic community is observing the Ramadan festival, a month-long festival that falls on the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. The Central Hajj Committee Chair of the Muslim community said the Muslim community prayed for the end of COVID-19 outbreak, staying at homes instead of going to mosques. The committee urged all Muslim community to observe the festival by staying at homes and praying for betterment of the society as well as the whole world affected adversely by the COVID-19 outbreak. He further said that the homemade sweet items could be used this year because importing ready-made foodstuffs is impossible due to ongoing lockdown. The Muslim community is reciting their religious script namaz at homes. The first communist prime minister of South Asian region and the first chairman of the then CPNUML Manmohan Adhikari is being commemorated today for his contribution to the communist movement of Nepal. The pinnacle political leader and a communist icon of his time, Adhikari, died on today's date, that is Baisakh 13 in 2056 Bikram Sambat, during an election campaign. Adhikari was known for his clean image and for leading a popular government that only lasted for 9 months. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहियाथ्यो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has stressed on the need of opening Center for Excellence in each state on one particular subject for the advancement of science and technology. He suggested that such centers should be opened in coordination of the central government and the state governments. Minister Pokhrel floated this idea in a virtual meeting on Friday with the ministers looking after the science and technology portfolio in all the seven states. The ministers discussed on ways of advancing science and technology sector in the country in the coming days. The state government ministers shared about the works carried out in the science and technology field by the state governments. The Tathupani border point is being operated daily since it resumption on April 8. The medical equipments and safety materials are being imported regularly. Tathupani Customs Office informed that the medical equipments and health-related materials provided in grant by China are brought via the border point. Chief of Customs Office Lal Bahadur Khatri said Nepal has so far imported 2 PCR machines, 20,000 sets of testing kits and 72,000 pieces of face masks. Similarly, 12,000 pieces of disposable masks, 26,723 liters of sanitizers, 3,009 sets of gloves and 12,260 sets of PPEs were brought. On March 25th, the meeting of the Council of Ministers had decided to resume the Tathupani border point to bring the essential materials. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. With the U.S. coronavirus death toll topping 51,000 and nearly 1 in 6 workers out of a job, Georgia, Oklahoma and several other states took tentative steps at reopening business despite disapproval from U.S. President Donald Trump and medical experts. Fitness clubs, hair salons, tattoo parlors and some other workplaces were allowed to open their doors by Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, disregarding warnings from public health officials that easing restrictions too soon could lead to more infections and deaths. Georgia, one of several states in the Deep South that waited until early April demanded restrictions imposed weeks before across much of the rest of the country to curb the outbreak has become a flashpoint in the debate over how and when the nation should return to work. While the COVID-19 illness is killing thousands of Americans, daily stay-at-home orders and business closures have thrown more than 26 million people out of work, a level of unemployment not seen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. China has said that three vaccines developed by its companies and researchers are in their second and third phase of trials. China said it might have a vaccine against the deadly COVID-19 for emergency use by September and for the general public early next year. This is the time Chinese officials have put an estimate on the time scale for development of a coronavirus vaccine believed to be the key to containing the global pandemic. Meanwhile, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration believes a vaccine in the United States could be at least a year away, and the World Health Organization has said that it could take 12 to 18 months. Head of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday, Gao Fu told China Global Television Network, the overseas arm of the state broadcaster, that vaccines currently at phase two or three of the clinical trials could be available by the time of a potential second wave of outbreaks. Three Chinese vaccines have completed the first phase of trials. India has allowed small local stores to reopen more than a month after the country went into lockdown because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Interior Ministry said only half of staff should work and they had to follow precautions such as wearing face masks and observing social distancing. However, shopping malls must remain closed and businesses in coronavirus hotspots will also stay shut. The move is part of Delhi's attempt to gradually restart economic activity. India has nearly 25,000 confirmed cases of the virus and 780 people have died. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning gusty winds. Hail is likely to occur at few places in the country. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the lines once again. Government decides to suspend international and national flight till May 15. Government to take decision on national lockdown after further evaluation. 12 people among the 49 infected by the coronavirus return home after negative results, and China says it will prepare a vaccine accessible to all by the start of next year. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at tomorrow, 8 a.m. in the morning. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a great time.